Bo, you guys played two solid defensive games in a row, and then on the road trip here, it hasn't gone as well. What kind of things do you need to do to get back to what you were doing when you guys were playing so well defensively?
I just think simplify things, you know. Whenever stuff's not going your way, you don't want to overcomplicate it and make it tougher on you than it has to be. So I think that's what we're focusing on. You know, Chicago's got some pretty good firepower, so it'll be a good test for us tonight.
Is it a lot of it puck decisions? It seems like the turnovers have gone up in the last two games, and maybe you had in the first two.
Yeah, for sure. I think we haven't been managing the puck as well. And, you know, whenever you do that, you're going to give the team some chances to score. You know, when we give up odd man rushes, eventually they're going to end up in the back of the net. So, you know, I think it's just a little bit of a reset for us here. Panger, what's going on?
All right?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Like I said, I think just a little bit of a reset for us here. And, you know, we've played some good hockey this year, so our record doesn't totally reflect that, but we're still confident in this room that we can get it done.
What's interesting is when you were playing good defense, the goals weren't going in, but the other way, now the goals are going in,
yeah.
But unfortunately they're going in both nets. So the offense has now stepped up. What have you seen in the offense that you have been able to get some goals in the last couple?
Yeah, I think we've just been getting pucks and bodies to the net, and whenever you do that, you know you're going to get some bounces. You know, we've had some guys score some nice goals, and that always helps as well. So, offensively, I think we just got to keep transitioning the puck quickly. You know, the quicker you can get out of your zone or out of the neutral zone, it kind of keeps tired guys on the ice, and you can hem them in for a bit longer. So, something we're continuing to build on.
Does it go without saying that if both special teams improve, you guys will start getting wins?
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's something that we're constantly working on, constantly trying to figure out. And, you know, the coaching staff does a good job of trying to tee us up to the best of their abilities for what we're facing that night. So, you know, it's up to the players to go out there and, you know, succeed.
What kind of things do you expect from the Blackhawks? They seem now more to have a mixture of young players and older players. What do you expect from them?
Yeah, you know, obviously they've got some superstars on their team, Bedard and whatnot, and they've made some good acquisitions of other really good players to surround them with. So, you know, it's a lot different team than last year, and we got to be ready to go tonight. You know, they've been playing some good hockey to start, so good test for us.
You said you felt maybe you've played better hockey than the record would indicate. How are you guys in here? I mean, how do you not, like, overreact to six games?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of mental toughness, you know, staying positive, still enjoying coming to the rink and having fun. You know, when you kind of get down and out and negative, things seem to snowball. So we're just trying to stay light and positive, and everyone's trying to continue to work on their game and get better and help the team win.
Has that been Lindy's message?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think Lindy's helped us through a lot of this. So he's been through a lot as well himself, and he told us that last meeting that, you know, it's not always going to be pretty, but if we keep hammering away and keep working hard, you know, hopefully the results will start to come.
Thanks, Bo.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.